League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. We are now into the playoffs. Yankees, Red Sox. It's better when it's the Yankees, Red Sox, isn't it? I mean, honestly. A's, Red Sox would have been, Yankees, Red Sox makes this totally sweet.
It more pageantry. It is. And since we're the top dogs here in Houston, I want the best teams in. And with all due respect to the A's.
I mean, the A's.
The Yankees have.
Oh. You're not going Conor McGregor?
No. With all due respect to the A's.
Bleep the A's.
But here, it sounds something.
With all due respect to everyone. everyone.
I guess that's when you go all due respect.
With all due respect.
But I mean, you got Aaron Judge and Stanton, and I mean, you got the names. And Severino pitched well for four innings.
Yeah.
The all-time best standing ovation for a four inning appearance of all time. No. Four inning start. But Severino had a good outing yesterday.
Well, he was just striking everybody out. I didn't know that they had this stat, but they are the worst hitting team in baseball against a guy who throws 97 miles an hour. Did you see that?
Wait, what?
Yeah. I could hear it. I was at home and not in the bar.
It makes sense that they can pull stuff like that. I just never thought of playing something like
that. They had the lowest batting average against a guy who throws
big fastballs.
Big fastball. They can't hit big fastballs. So A's. It was a great move by Aaron Boone. Who a lot of people thought was in over his head on this whole deal. I guess not. They had 100 wins. And they're. Did you know that this is the first... When was the last time A's Red Sox met... Yankees Red Sox met in the postseason?
The last time?
Yeah.
I mean, it just feels like it's not that long ago, but it wasn't even 15. I don't know, 13?
2004.
What?
14
That's
years.
That's the last time in the postseason?
2004. It's 14 years.
The big series?
Yeah.
The one that... made Boston start crying because they couldn't cry about how they were the most, we lost our identity about it being a team that lost all the time. Actually, you know what? I think they actually enjoyed winning. It was the Cub fans that also like, we like losing. We like being able to complain that we're the lovable losers.
Well, they are lovable losers now. And how about they're talking about firing Joe Madden just a couple of years after they won a World Series, which they hadn't won in over a century. You're a bunch of idiots.
Joe Madden is, I mean, he would be picked up tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
By somebody.
Oh, are you kidding?
The Yankees would fire Boone and pick him up.
Yeah. Buck Showalter lost his job yesterday. But here's, but it's going to be, I want to tell you, well, it's just the reverse now. Last year, it was Yankees, Indians, Astros, Red Sox. Now, it's Astros, Indians, and Yankees, Red Sox. Is this the best? This is quite possibly the best matchup that we could have with the great pitching by the Astros and Indians.
No, this is the best.
And Yankees, Red Sox tradition and fanfare.
But these are headliners, and they have been throughout the season. These are the four headliners of the American League. Yeah. Who else was there? Name one team that has a bigger name in baseball than the four that are in.
None.
Not in the American League.
No. Oh, not in either league. Look at the Dodgers. Man, the Dodgers have a bigger name, but they're not a better team.
Not in the American League, though.
No,
I said in the American. League.
No, right?
The
but best. Yeah, but of all of baseball,
of all the teams, and then the Cardinals.
The four best teams.
Are you excited about Derek's Cardinals team and their chances of winning a World Series?
Yeah, they're not going. So
they're not in the playoffs.
No, they're not. They're
we had caller Derek just tell us. Medial. You know, this is my prediction: Cardinals, Astros.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah, because they're red hot down the stretch when they were actually 6-7 at that point over there with their last 13.
Derek will struggle with facts at times.
Yeah, that whole
you'll,
thing.
You'll learn about him. That's Patriot Derek, yeah.
And look at on the other side, Rockies Brewers. Does it get more exciting than Rockies Brewers or Dodgers? This Braves team has been actually, it's the iteration of the Astros 3 years ago. The Braves have disappeared while we think of Braves baseball and, you know, oh, that 11-year stretch where they won one World Series, but they got to the postseason 11 straight years. Mm-hmm. That's not what we've seen out of Braves baseball over the last decade. It's actually been pretty much non-existent. And now you've got Braves Dodgers, Rockies Brewers. It just doesn't get more exciting than that. Well, other than everything is more exciting.
But you have MVP with the Brewers. Like, hardcore baseball fans will like it because you have the MVP.
Yeah, the Yelich likely is the MVP, yeah.
Of the National League. Of course, the Dodgers, or you want the Dodgers in the playoffs. Rockies have, they got a booming lineup now. Yeah. They got a dangerous lineup.
They hit.
It's just, you know, it's not a sexy team from a name standpoint.
No, but it can't be any, I mean, less tradition or, I mean, honestly, the Brewers tradition. Mm-hmm. Gumby and a fat center fielder.
Their tradition was nice in the 80s.
Yeah.
Early 80s.
Early 80s.
Yeah.
83. 80, yeah. I mean, honestly. And not Rocky, fun. Nothing says baseball like the Rockies.
They would have liked the Cardinals in baseball, Major League Baseball. But don't worry, the American League is carrying this
thing.
The
Cubs
anyway.
And Cardinals would have been.
Cubs, Cardinals, Dodgers, yeah. And Rockies is fine.
But.
That would have been fine, but I don't care. That's the inferior league.
Honestly, as I was talking to my buddy about this yesterday,
I don't follow
National League baseball at all.
Don't follow it anymore
at all
because they got the stupid pitcher's hit rule. I remember when I fought against. I am such a whore. I tell you one thing: the American League managers don't do anything. In the National League, you got to do double switches and pitching changes, and you got to make decisions. And then I get to, and then in the American League, I'm like. I mean, I'd rather have hitters than pitchers yeah. Hit. Those are giveaway outs. I just, maybe manager moves are overrated. You know, they do slow down the game. They do slow down the game, guys. Yeah, that's true, guys. Me and Chris Soles were talking about it. We're like, I don't care anymore. I don't care about the National League. I don't care about DHs. I mean, I'm sorry, pitchers hitting, manager moves. I'm like,
no. I was at an event with Larry Durker a couple months ago, and I asked him about that, and he said, "Oh, there's a big difference now."
I think there's a big difference
managing in both leagues because he said when I go over, when we would go over and get the do the DH thing in the American League, it was like, "Wow, I get the night off."
Yes, and I'm sure a lot of managers don't like that, but guess what? Sometimes over managing is probably an issue too. It's one thing the Astros already do it with. They let the analytics drive them for a lot of what they do in terms of movement and shifts, which is smart. If they hit it here, play here. You know, if they have trouble with this kind of pitches, then call these kind of pitches. Mm-hmm. It's really not the hardest thing in the world. And I feel like Skip gets his licks in as a manager. I feel like Hinch has. I mean, going to the bullpen is a it can be a crapshoot for any manager, but I feel like he has plenty of opportunities to impact games.
Oh, no, he does. Oh, he'll say, oh, really, guys? Come on. Let me show you how to manage an American League game. Every pitch, no, listen, he doesn't have to make nearly as many moves. He'll say, oh, really, that double switch, that's so difficult. I don't know how I can do it. Although you do have to take your pitcher out when he's up in a critical situation. That's kind of a big deal, as opposed to having Verlander for seven.
That decision-making is challenging. Yeah. You got two on, you're in the fifth. You got bases loaded, two outs, and you're down 2-1, but your guy's a hammer. Verlander, like, man, this may be the best shot we get. Or if there's one out, that really challenges you. Like, man, we got to.
Or you got Jake Marisnick up, right?
Well, yeah.
Well, early in the
240 hitting Jake Marisnick.
Well, early in the season, Jake Marisnick might as well have had Verlander up.
Put some respect on his name.
No,
please.
I love Jake. Jake is he's turned the season around. But there was a time when Jake struck out every other at bat, or more than every other at bat. He had 51 strikeouts in his first 100 at bats, I think, or 52 and 101, whatever the case may have been. But it certainly has turned around. Tomorrow. This city is lit tomorrow. That's right, Dale. The city's lit. We are going to have
a rally yesterday.
A street party. Is anybody going to are you going to the street party or not?
I'm not, but it sounds awesome.
Are you kidding? It's before the game. That place is going to be.
Oh, well, I'm got to head out of town, so I'm
gonna you're leaving. I'm going. As soon as the show's over, I'm heading over to the street party.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Because they're going to have Coors Lights there.
Actually, what time does the game start? One?
The game's at one.
Yeah, so I'll catch probably the first hour at home and then stream the rest on the. I'm not watching on phone. I'm watching on my gigantic. You know how big that iPad I have is. Right. I'm watching the mini TV. Watch that, because I'm going up to the Texas Oklahoma.
You're going to eat some fried butter? Snickers?
Yeah, fried
butter?
Fried everything.
You're eating.
All fried everything is up there.
Are you really going to the carnival?
No, I don't care about it. I'm on a diet right now. I've lost like 9 pounds, so I'm having to. I probably won't be hitting fried butter or any of that stuff. Actually, going to the carnival and having some of the food stuff it's pretty cool if you do it, because they do have some interesting things there. But I don't really care to right now. And I got a parking pass and a media pass from I just got my credential, and so I got a parking pass with it. And have you ever been to that game?
No,
it's parking can be a treat, and so I thought this would be cool. I have a parking pass, and then we started talking about it, like, I don't even know. Maybe the Uber is the way to go, and just but I think you're in the
thing is waiting for it after the game. Probably
the Uber is probably better set up. I mean, I got a parking pass, which sounds awesome, but then you got to get in, and then you got to get out.
But people getting the Uber, getting back in to get you, and the number of people that are going to that might be challenging.
Yeah, that's why. I don't know. Yeah. Well, we'll see.
I think it's a coin flipper. I was talking Elmer. He went to the Penn State game. My buddy Elmer from Wildcat, his son took him to the Penn State game. He said they had great seats. He said, I've never seen. Did you watch that game?
Yeah.
Did you see those fans? I mean.
Fans were going crazy. I mean.
That looked like as great an atmosphere as ever.
What a good win for them.
No, they gagged again against Ohio State with a lead.
On a fourth down call, they had a lead, and then, yeah.
Well, they had a big lead last year, and they had a lead this year. He said, though. He said, we were in the parking lot at 2:30 in the morning, still waiting to get out of there. 101,000 people all leaving. Nobody left before.
I don't do that. That's why I leave Texans games at, like, I'll leave early in the fourth quarter, because now it's changed now. I used to be able to catch games. Like, I used to be able to post it up on the phone or iPad or whatever. Now they got a rule where if you're around the stadium, it blacks out the game on NFL Sunday Ticket. Blacks out the game on NFL Sunday Ticket.
That's just.
I mean, why? I know Roger
a-holes.
Didn't approve that. That's probably DirecTV
that. That's just
definitely not Roger.
A-holes
Roger wants
is.
Me to be able to watch it, and yet somebody else overruled him on that one. But what kind of rule is that? Let's limit the amount of times that people can watch games.
No.
You know how much we're paying for Sunday Ticket? Give us our damn games.
Well, here's the deal: is if I bet when I bet on the Texans, I'm going to want to know outside the game what the hell the score is, yeah. Right?
Oh, so one of our listeners, Eric, I'll just say his name is Eric, he had Ohio State money line. He made, on my bookie, he made a 9-team or 10-team money line play and ended up winning, I think he won $1,000 with it.
Really?
Yeah.
I bet he...
Like 60 to win 1,000.
I bet he loved that play call by James Franklin.
He loved it. And he said, you can tell John, check it. He goes, absolutely. He said, I made my deposit and took it out already. He said, I've already gotten paid. He goes,
how about that?
My bookie pays. He said, for sure.
How about that? Cool. Did you hear that, people? My bookie pays. They will match your initial deposit. He's already gotten his money out. One play. One 19 part. Now, I don't suggest everyone... that you bet a 19 parlay, because chances are, unless you bet Ohio State money, hey, if you had Vikings money line against Buffalo, you got your ass handed to you. But that's just, if you thought Buffalo, guess what? You win. So that's the way it works. But here's the deal. MyBookie.ag, you put in whatever first deposit, they'll match it, so you double your money immediately, and then you play. And let's go. It is go time. Like Eric, he's already gotten his money out of it, all right? And now he's got so much more to play with. And it's just going to, the cash is just going to be rolling over them. All at mybookie.ag. You can't win if you don't play. Mybookie.ag, promo code radio, promo code radio.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
So I was thinking about this. Craig DeCerf, known him for over 10 years now. And we were talking about, one of the things we were talking about when I was down there visiting last time, you know, Jose Altuve gets his vehicles from there. Carlos Correa got his parents two vehicles from there. Actually, Reddick got stuff there. A lot of Astros go there and get their vehicles because they get better prices. And I know that's going to surprise you, but they get what they want from a car or truck standpoint or SUV standpoint. But they also get the best prices, and that matters to them the same way it matters to you. You do want to get the vehicles that you want, and that's why it's important to get thousands off MSRP right now on brand-new 2018 vehicles in stock. If you go to the website LanceZCars.com, it gives you an entire listing of their inventory, and you can see everything on there in terms of the manufacturer suggested retail price. You can find out what they are selling it for. You can start your negotiations online. You can see all the specs. You can see pictures of the interior and exterior. Don't settle for something that you don't want. Your car or truck or SUV or crossover, this is your home away from home. It is. We spend so much time in the Houston traffic. Get it exactly like you want. The standard packages now have great sound systems and so many features that you're going to love spending time in the vehicle. So make it exactly what you want and get the most off of it right now. 2018 GMC Yukon, you can get that right now with 7% below MSRP, and that's before we even get into the trade-in value for your vehicle or the discounted rates that they're going to give you right off the bat. Get the cars you want for prices that can't be topped and trade-in value that is unmatched anywhere in the city. It's Rick Drenner. It's Craig DeCerf. It's the DeLuna Brothers. It's the Killer D's taking care of you in Angleton. Make sure that you go to LanceZCars.com to see the entire inventory. It's Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC.
This is Jose Altuve, MVP, World Series champion, and a big fan of Gulf Coast Chevrolet Buick GMC. Chevy, find new roads.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. 720 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Come on, this is Thursday. We got Astros baseball. We got Cowboys coming in here. We've got all college, but we got everything to talk about here. We got the playoffs set. We've got Le'Veon Bell coming to Houston in a trade. We've got Jimmy Butler coming to the Rockets in a trade. It's just an unbelievable time here in the city of Houston. And would you Are you pro or anti Jimmy Butler?
Anti.
But I'm probably coming off as a hater because I was anti Carmelo. It's just I would be pro. I would be pro Butler if you had no. It would still be a potentially volatile mix anytime you have three alphas, but this would be four.
Four.
This would be way too to me. Daryl would say, yeah, it's terrible when you have a bunch of good players together.
Yeah, right.
So maybe he would be right, but I really am legitimately worried that Jimmy Butler.
But I want to tell you what, Jimmy Butler added to this. Now, it depends on what you got to subtract. I'll just say it's Eric Gordon and even P.J. Tucker. Okay, I don't know that they... I know. Eric but I'm going to tell you this. I want to know who can stop you from scoring, though.
No, that's fine. Why in the world would anyone take P.J. Tucker and Eric Gordon for Jimmy
Butler? Don't know. I'm just
like,
saying.
Is that the best offer you can get? I keep hearing any deal would involve Eric Gordon. I'm thinking, okay.
Yeah,
I mean, is this really what they want? A player whose contract's coming up who has a long history now of not being able to play an entire season. Like, that's what Jimmy Butler's value is? I don't think so. You'd be giving up probably at least one and maybe two first-round picks.
Well, here's the deal, though, is with D'Antoni, Chris Paul made a little veiled shot at the Clippers. Yeah. He says Chris Paul, Kelly Ico wrote this, Ico, whatever his name is. Chris Paul, speaking on the difference playing in Houston, no one is looking at you sideways or shooting a certain shot or complaining because they only took three shots. And that was a shot at Blake Griffin, obviously, and maybe even Doc Rivers because they didn't like certain. There's no such thing. Well, a bad shot is with your foot on the line. With the Rockets, that's a bad shot. If your foot is on the 3-point line, that's a dumb shot. And rightfully so. Why would you take a two when you could move back a half an inch and take a three? So I get that. But there are so many. I didn't think that there were enough basketballs for Chris Paul and James Harden. There's just no way they can coexist. There's just not. There's no. And sure enough, wow. James Harden is the MVP and Chris Paul.
Paul took a step back when it came to scoring, right?
He
needed to.
Not in some games.
No, and when he needed to and he stepped up in other games. That was the perfect blend. You throw three and then four guys in, that's going to be a challenge to keep everyone happy, unless they're all very team-oriented.
Well, and here's the deal, is Melo going to take a lesser role? Now, when he's on the floor, you know he's going to shoot, but how much is he going to be on the floor? Is he going to be able to step back and say, I'll play...
Only Carmelo knows when he should be coming off the bench.
21, 22 minutes a night.
You need to ask Carmelo if now's the time, because he said only...
I didn't say off the bench. I said a lesser role. And by lesser role, I mean fewer minutes. Because if Jimmy Butler came here...
And put his ass on the bench.
That he'd be on the bench more. But you know what? How about being on a winner again, Carmelo? Remember what it was like to win when you were at Syracuse? You remember that?
Yeah, he doesn't remember. That was a while back.
Well, maybe you can get that old feel. Of course, he was the guy, though. He was the alpha.
You know, he did. I mean, he was the guy who was there when Bezdelic got fired from Denver. He was there when D'Antoni got fired from New York. I mean, this just strikes me as a move that how in the world is every... I guess as long as the players are happy, it's a players' league, and the Rockets do everything for their top players, and Chris is great friends with him, and James likes him, and so they're bringing him in, Carmelo. But if you bring in Jimmy Butler, man, I would almost be like, I know this. We're going to go ahead and cut you now, Carmelo. We're just going to avoid all the problems here. We got three big dogs. We really don't need you that much. Although, I guess off the bench scoring, it would help, because presumably you would trade two central characters, Eric Gordon, and like you said, maybe P.J. Tucker, who knows. But I don't know. I do think there's a decent chance Jimmy Butler could end up here. I saw the Heat talk fell through.
The Heat?
And so you're starting to run out of options, and Daryl does not stop. Like, he's going to keep on pushing.
Well, the report today is that the Heat are the only legitimate option for the Wolves at this point.
But probably because they have stuff to offer.
And are offering something as opposed to whoever else. And it's been talked about before that the Wolves are not united in this. Thibodeau is still fighting to keep Jimmy Butler while the owner wants him gone or is going to try to get Jimmy Butler someplace to get something back for. So they're not even united in what they actually want to do. So that's hurting trade talks as well.
Yeah. 726 ESPN 97.5. So let's go. We've got 3.5 hours here, nonstop. You got some thoughts on something going on. Let's go. Today is a big day. Let's get callers in here and not just, well, today's Throw Shade Thursday, right? So Mito and La Raza and Lazy J, and they'll all have their chance to call in and throw shade at each everybody in the warehouse.
It sounds like something from Blood In, Blood Out. Like, Vatos Locos, you're like, and Crazy J and Little Puppet.
Yeah.
And La Raza.
Yeah.
And like, hey, throwing shade could lead to something else.
Well, you don't know what Throw Shade Thursday is. No, it's all about the warehouse guys, okay?
It's just their attempt. You have a segment just where they bleep talk each other in public.
They just rip each other. That's what that segment is. It's the warehouse. And they come in and just crush each other. In the meantime, tomorrow we're at Prime Social. It is hot. It's fire over there, dude. I mean, there is no place that's even close to Prime Social. No place. I mean, if you want to play, you're looking for a game. Holy, there's usually how many tables going on?
Now it's unbelievable. Now they've had to add tables for tournaments because the cash games are going so bananas now. It's gotten absolutely unbelievable. They are close to filling up. They have days where they fill up all 20 tables.
Mm-hmm.
Fill up all 20 tables. If you want a game, you can get a game in there. They have waiting lists. If you need it, a lot of times you don't need it. There's also Poker Atlas as their app where you can put yourself on a waiting list when you're not even there. So you can go get action. If that's your thing, you want to go spend 2 hours playing cash games and just go get in a little poker game, get your fix, go to Prime Social. They've got the best and nicest facility going. It was a standalone restaurant previously, so it's really decked out. They've got a ton of space, vaulted ceilings. They've got a VIP room where they have their high-stakes poker going on that you can also rent, by the way. If you want to have your own big event there, they can do that for you, especially charitable poker events. That's their jam. They can handle that, no problem. They can also, they've got valet parking, so you don't have to worry. And it's so busy right now that valet is so very important to have that, so you just walk right in and take care of your business, which is catching cards and winning some money. Go to PrimeSocialTX.com if you want to find out more about their business. But for the very best place and the one that has all the buzz here in Houston and a great menu, by the way, if you're ready to eat, go to PrimeSocialTX.com. It's at 7801 Westheimer between Hillcroft and Fondren, right on Westheimer. And stop in there and tell Steve and Brent and the guys at Lands Airlines sent you in from ESPN 97.5, The Bench.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. No major Applewhite today. We've got U of H taking on Tulsa tonight. 18? Is it still 18? It was 18. My microphone just went limp. It was 18.
John 5.
That's, slash John 5. Mm-hmm. Four hymns. Can we get my microphone for hymns.com/John5? 18. You giving the 18 tonight?
I'd have to study Tulsa. I don't know. I'd have to go look at Tulsa and see. I mean, I know Houston can score. I know that for a fact.
At home on a Thursday night.
Yeah, I gotta go see what Tulsa's about. I'll probably handicap that, go look at it, see what Tulsa's done so far this year.
Dude, I don't know that. I swear to God, I think it was July yesterday.
It was warm yesterday.
Oh, warm?
Yeah.
And humid.
It was really humid. It's been really humid the last 2 days.
I mean, like, choking humid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was hard to play golf yesterday. It was...
God, it was so hard to play golf in that humidity.
It was unbelievable. And you're drinking beer, and it's just coming... You're drinking your Coors Lights, and it's just, you know, coming right out of you, sweating it all out. It's hard to, you know, catch a buzz that way. Let's get Corey in here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Corey.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I got a couple questions about Texas OU coming up.
Yep.
For, first one, what are some things that Texas is going to have to do to win? And a question for Lance, what kind of draft prospects are you kind of looking at for Texas this year?
Yeah, good question. So P.J. Locke, Chris Boyd, Gary Johnson, all obviously from the defensive side. Obviously, Colin Johnson.
Ellinger.
Not Ellinger right now. He's not coming out. A little Jordan just in case. But Patrick Vahey, although his star is kind of faded a little bit. But defensively, I think Chris Boyd has some juice. I watched him this summer, and I liked what I saw from Chris Boyd. Locke is okay. I need to take obviously a little closer look. But those are the primary guys right now. Gary Johnson is a very active physical linebacker. I watched him a little last year too, and so I know there's a little bit of draftable buzz around Gary Johnson and what he does. So those are the guys. I'm actually going to the game because I really want to watch. I really want to watch that secondary versus Lamb and Marquise Brown. And I think that gets to the key of the game. If Texas wants to win that game, they have got to stop. They just can't allow the big chunk touchdowns to Lamb and Brown. You got two of the fastest guys, I think, in college football playing wide receiver at Oklahoma, and they are making big play after big play every single week for Kyler Murray. So I really think they need to prevent the catch and run stuff for the long touchdowns and make Kyler Murray work his way down the field. That's a big key. And then physically, you just have to be like Herb Hand's offensive line just has to beat up the Oklahoma front. I think that's something that Army did that had success with. That's what they do. They ran it right at them. I think Texas has a shot if they run right at Oklahoma, get physical, don't get too cute, use your big receivers, and because you've got three guys with size, use those big receivers to your advantage against the defensive backs when it comes time to make plays down the field, try to hit a chunk play, because you can't just bully your way down the field. You got to hit chunk plays to your big receivers in one-on-one matchups. But the critical thing is you cannot let them get Lamb in space or Marquise Brown in space. You have to tackle effectively. You can't have those missed tackles, because if they start putting the long touchdowns on you and score quick and your defense stays on the field, I mean, that's just
one thing they have been doing better is tackling, though.
Yeah, they have.
Yes. I mean, early in this last year, that was one of the poorest tackling teams, I think. It was unbelievable. And they're better.
They got better as the season wore on. It is amazing how the Maryland game in both years was kind of the outlier, but it was the same game. Yeah. Like, and people are having a hard time getting that taste out of their mouth from, really, 2 years in a row you start off like
this?
Well,
I don't know. Don't you feel like that? I think Texas fans are feeling, hey, we're not bad. I mean, I know that
Texas
Maryland,
is
that
back.
Was Texas, I think. Yeah. Don't you feel like it? I mean, this is a big week to find out.
I think Texas is not back. I mean, back is, unless your bar is very, very low. I think.
Well, let's see what happens this week.
Well, don't you feel like Texas should be one of those teams like, no. Now granted, this isn't a great time for Miami, Florida State, or Florida. One of those teams should always be in the top 10,
right?
Dale, don't you think that's fair? Florida, Florida State, or Miami, even though they all go after some of the similar talent, there's too much talent in that state. One of them should always be in the top 10, and there should be a Texas team that's fighting for the top 10 at all times.
Well, Miami should always be in the top 10.
Yeah,
I don't really care about Florida State.
I didn't think you'd give that love there.
No.
But I think Texas' goal should be a top 10 team every single year. There's no reason that they shouldn't be like an Ohio State-type team, or even Texas A&M, for that matter, with Jimbo Fisher. I mean, it's a harder road to hoe in the SEC West. But you got talent in Texas, and Jimbo's clearly a good coach. Listen, I mean, he knows how to get his guys to play.
It's all about that guy. It's all about that head coach that's going to turn around an entire. Look at Georgia now, and Georgia was in the doldrums. Alabama was
doldrums. They were consistent. I mean, they've taken it to another
with
level.
Yeah,
but they were like a top 15 team entire time.
They never exceeded expectations.
No. Right.
What's that, Dale?
Well, Georgia, Georgia, after they decided Mark Richt wasn't good enough, they took the Alabama approach in all facets.
Well, stop. So why are you doing that with
why
your
fingers?
Why are
you doing the money man's
album? Why are you doing the money
all
sign?
All I'm saying is, Georgia is all in on winning now. They're like, we want to be good. But now they're all in.
Are you calling them Ole Miss recruiting style?
Stop.
No, they're not Ole Miss because they're old money, so no one's going to snitch on them. But they're Georgia is just all in on winning.
Stop. They don't. They do it the right way.
Is this something that's
the
on
Bulldogs
your...
Do it the, between because, the hedges.
You know what he's being right now? Defensive because of Rick.
Yeah. No. Actually, no. Yeah. Let me put it to you this way. Georgia was always really good at recruiting. I mean, they would have their top 10 finishes.
Yeah.
And they would recruit from their own area. Now Georgia's pulling kids from the Northeast and in Big Ten country. How do you think that happens?
I know exactly how it happens.
How do you think that happens?
Because Kirby Smart is a guy who can go in a living room and sell you.
Like I said, Georgia is all in on winning.
No! Kirby Smart goes in and sells you. He doesn't buy you. He sells you.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right.
Georgia will pull kids from South Florida. They'll pull kids from the Midwest.
I think they
I'm saying is Georgia is taking the Alabama model.
What kid from the Northeast doesn't want to go to Athens, Georgia?
Seems like a natural fit.
Is that where they are, Athens?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
Seems like a natural fit.
Let's get Curtis in here. Hey, Curtis, what's going on?
What's up, gentlemen? Good morning. Good
morning.
First, I want to say it's 7:41 a.m. and OU still sucks.
Well, it's that week. It's that week.
Start off there.
All right.
John, got to apologize to you. I was a little aggressive with you the other day about when you were debating between Joe Smith and Lance McCullers. Apologize. I know you really like Allie LaForce a lot.
It has nothing to do with Allie LaForce.
Get it off my chest.
All right.
Real quick, I think it was. I think the Yankees beating the A's is actually good for the Astros. I don't know if the Yankees are going to be able to beat the Red Sox, but I think they'll put up a better fight than the A's would.
Mm-hmm.
I think we matched up terribly against the A's, and I think the Yankees. We play so well against them. I mean, it would be great if the Yankees could beat the Red Sox. But anyways, I wanted to talk real quick about Carmelo. I wasn't really crazy about the Carmelo trade, but I have a buddy who's just a diehard Rockets fan, and he was so excited about Carmelo, and I was kind of talking with him, and he was telling me, you know, you're replacing Trevor Ariza with Carmelo, and you're basically telling Carmelo, hey, just shoot threes and play a little defense, and that's it. And you think with that mentality, because Carmelo just went from a style where he was just, you know, one-on-one, shooting up these terrible, low-percentage shots and actually making them. Now he's going to have, you know, with all the spacing that James provides, he's actually going to have some wide-open threes. And then he just really has to, I mean, he doesn't have to go that far to play defense on the other end. It's going to be a great formula. I think we're all going to see it. And, you know, I think if we had him last year, against the Warriors, we probably would have won.
Let's see how good he is.
We'll see what happens with Carmelo. Daryl Morey's Jeff Lynn of the NBA. So our faith is in him. But yeah, I wanted to hear y'all's thoughts on Melo.
All right. I wonder if Melo's good enough to make that impact. I really legitimately do. He's not the same guy he was in New York. He wasn't last year. I don't think he is anymore. He's at that stage of his career where a downturn is very, very natural. You know what I worry about, John? I worry less about this. You know, people talk about they had a mindset that was they were a tough team last year. They were a physically tough team who defended. They were a good basketball team that had great chemistry, good defense, multiple switching players. There were so many things to like about that team. And basically they laid out the framework for beating what will go down as one of the great teams probably in NBA history, in the Golden State Warriors. The Rockets laid it out for you. And the Rockets had leads in Game 6 and Game 7 without Chris Paul. I think they got away from that, and I don't know how that's going to be a positive.
Well, I don't know. Well, hold on. First, I don't know that James Ennis can't take that Trevor Ariza role. First of all, let's find out. Let's find out whether
can they replace Bezdelic?
Well, that may be an issue.
Their defensive guru, who clearly did a great job. Now, maybe Roy Rogers is ready to... You know, maybe he is that guy who can step right into it. He was on the bench. He was a bench coach.
Oh, yeah.
So he might be too. But Bezdelic was highly respected as a defensive, quote, coordinator.
Okay, so, now you lost Ariza, Bamute, and now Bezdelic as well. That's probably a lot of defense to lose. But, again, we don't know that James Ennis can't take, and P.J. Tucker's still on the team. So I don't know that, so you lose an Mbamute. Mbamute was hurt for so long, and then when he did come back, he was ineffective because of his shoulders. But I don't know that when did this become the loss of Trevor Ariza and Mbamute? Well, you just can't win a championship anymore. I forget all those championships that those guys won.
No, I mean, but I think it's I think it has to do with the idea of being able to be multiple defensively, switch defensively. They still, I mean, Ennis is a big, that is a big addition. That's a big addition because he brings some of that to the table as well. I'm certainly willing to be wrong, and I hope that I am on that one. I wonder if they're going to be as tough. You lost two good defenders, and now you lost the defensive mastermind behind it. That, and he quit right up near the season.
Yeah, right. That's a little interesting. 745 ESPN, 97.5, 713-780-3776.
By the
let's
way, Houston's going to pummel. Tulsa is a team that doesn't throw the ball well. Houston allows less than 3 yards per carry on the ground as a run defense team. If Houston gets up, I'm not sure how Tulsa comes back. Tulsa couldn't score. They haven't scored. They scored over 30 one time versus Central Arkansas. The other games have been 17-20 and a come-from-behind 21 against Texas, who they allowed almost 500 yards of total offense.
With a smothering, athletic Houston defense, I'm giving the 18. Good night.
I think so.
All right, let's talk about – and listen, if you're not giving it right now, here's the problem.
Okay.
ForHims.com, ForHims.com, /John5. ForHims.com/John5. What's the deal? You sick of it? Are you nervous as you're about to have relations? Are you, because that anxiety probably only makes it worse, but here's the deal is there's medicine, there's stuff you can take, and oh, by the way, that stuff can get really, really expensive. Well, not at ForHims.com. How about starting at just $5 the first month? First month, $5. There is absolutely no way that that happens any other way. Because ForHims.com, you go to the website, answer a few questions from the doctor. You are going to be able to get the medicine that you need, okay, to help alleviate this problem that you're having. And it's $5. If you go to the pharmacy, you go to the doctor, you go to the pharmacy, you pay for the name brand products, you're spending hundreds of dollars. And not, this is not even an exaggeration. $5 the first month. Go to the website. All that embarrassment is gone. All that time you would waste at the doctor's office, gone. It's on your laptop. ForHims.com/John5. ForHims.com/John5.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
751 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776 to get in here. We got people who want to talk. Okay. OU Texas. Now, we did get an OU Texas call.
Yeah.
Texans Cowboys. Astros in the playoffs tomorrow against the Indians. And we're talking Rockets basketball.
Rockets basketball's hot in the city. People sleep on the Rockets. Contender. Like, it's really.
Well, we got a preseason game under our belt. Yeah.
But you have a championship contender.
You do.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And the baseball game doesn't even start till 1 p.m. Tomorrow.
It's Verlander against Kluber.
Yeah. How much can you talk about a pitching matchup?
Yeah.
It's okay.
Oh, man.
Oh, you don't want to talk about Josh Donaldson, that addition to that team?
That's fine.
Jose Ramirez, who's scuffling
right now? Apparently people don't.
No. Well, let's see. Let's get Lincoln in here on ESPN. Now, he wants to talk about Melo. What do you say, Lincoln?
Oh, I was watching last season on Carmelo. He was just
just put on the back pedal because he was with Russell Westbrook. And that team was just a Russell Westbrook team. So with now he's with the Rockets, now he's looking a lot happier. He's more engaged because he has Chris Paul giving him the rock. He has Eric Gordon. He has James Harden giving him the rock, trying to make plays for him so he could contribute. So all around, they're just going to help him make him better, bring him back to his glory days. I think so, in my opinion.
Well, I hope you're right. But, you know, when you say as a Russell Westbrook team, well, now it's a James team. And it's not just a James team. It's a James and Chris Paul team. And God forbid they get Jimmy Butler. It's a James, Chris, Jimmy Butler, and then Carmelo fourth. There's no way he's going to be happy with that. But the good thing is you literally have him for league minimum. You can you could cut him. If he gives you any problems off the bench, you could just say, bye-bye. Mm-hmm. We'll go find another bench guy.
Yeah, that's not happening, though. Especially since there's he and, you know, again, if Melo's not happy, Chris Paul's not going to be happy because they are boys. I mean, that locker room is going to be very interesting.
Yeah.
It is going to be very interesting to see how that all works out.
And remember, Melo's the same guy who got helped push out
Mike D'Antoni Fire.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, they have that history. So does D'Antoni have any power over that team at all right now? I think that's a legitimate question. I might be wrong, but you got three right now. You got three big dogs who have big personalities. I don't think it's a big stretch to say that he's got to tread lightly with that team.
Mm-hmm.
He did. You think he can make hard decisions of setting guys down at different times? I mean, it could be a challenge because you got a bunch of guys together, and if they start turning anyone else on that team against you, you got yourself a problem if you're Mike D'Antoni. Yeah. I'm just telling you. I'm not saying it's happening.
It's got the chance, though.
But you just have to be
combustible.
Leery about this because only in the NBA do stars have that much powers where they can turn on a coach and he's done.
Yeah. Yep. Clayton wants to get in here. Hey, Clayton.
Hey, I just wanted to, I guess, ease people's mind about the Carmelo deal because the last, I guess, 3 years they've made some major moves in Houston, and I don't think anybody really liked hiring Mike D'Antoni, and that's worked out pretty well.
Right.
A lot of people thought the Chris Paul deal wasn't going to work, and that's worked real well. So until they're wrong on something, I'm going to just go ahead and go with them. So far, I've been 1-1. I didn't think Mike D'Antoni was going to work either, but I was pretty confident that Chris Paul was going to work.
Did you like the Ty Lawson move?
Well, I don't consider that a major move. I mean,
well, it's as big or even bigger than the Carmelo move. Melo's just a third scorer for the Rockets at best. Lawson was considered to be a guy who is really going to help be a primary ball handler along with James.
And have a few cocktails after the game.
Well, you didn't want him to do that.
Well, so you didn't.
Daryl's not under. Look,
okay, let's get our priorities straight.
You know, I'm on record as Daryl. I think Daryl Morey's a tremendous GM, but Daryl has had misses.
Man, your bias has just leaked through.
Daryl has had misses.
Well,
Ty Lawson was a huge.
What happened to Thundersticks?
Yes,
I miss Thundersticks. Yeah.
What is this?
Who is this?
Let's get
this. I don't even know
started.
You anymore.
We'll start.
I don't even know
I'm
you
gonna
anymore.
I'm going to come in with red paint on my face
all we
for
need,
the opening game.
All we need is the Lakers to get off to like a 10-1 start and LeBron to get a lot of hype, and then Thundersticks will be in full force.
That's right.
Yeah.
All we need is too much attention on the wrong team, and Thundersticks
will
be out.
Guess what
will
happen?
Yeah.
Hey, if my team is first place, and it's like,
right.
LeBron right now is 7-4, but it's a better 7-4 than anyone in basketball history.
There you go.
Despite the Rockets' 12-0 start, LeBron has been incredible.
You got Thunder
Sticks
going. We're
at the 11-game pace. Would you say this is the best LeBron's ever played?
Dance, puppet, dance.
You just made
You
it.
Already see ESPN's already got a big, giant bottle of lotion and five towels around like, this is so amazing. He's in Los Angeles. Squirt, squirt, squirt.
Whoa.
Well, you started it, Dell, with your dumb stick that you poke with.
Squirt, squirt, squirt.
Squirt.
Are you talking about the lotion bottle or something else?
Squirt, squirt, squirt.
Dell, I can't believe, you know, Dell is just a little puppeteer.
Why are you blaming me?
Puppeteer of
that's
me.
On you.
I feel like I'm in an episode of Black Mirror where I'm some kind of like that. He has some kind of weird control over me that
He can get me in his mouth while he sleeps.
That had nothing to do with me. This one had nothing to do with me.
I like to spit in his mouth while he sleeps.
Well, it's because Sean McVay's life is too amazing.
It kind of.
That was just me just being a hater.
That kind of is. It kind of is too amazing. Squirt.
I mean, you know how ESPN gets about LeBron.
Well, wait a minute. Did you see the compilation that they had ready for Yankees Red Sox this morning? Holy crap. ESPN is all over. Yankees Red Sox on ESPN.
Everyone in that building just took their shirts off and pants off immediately. Like, we ready to start the orgy now, or are we going to wait till the game starts?
They all called Kellen Winslow Jr. for his giant tub of Vaseline.
Oh, no.
Yes.
You've gone too far.
No.
I didn't go that far.
I didn't say squirt, not once.
Well, are you allowed to say that?
Multiple times now. I've got you saying it too, by the way.
LeBron stuff is a little out of control.
713-7803. Okay. Dell, how many Rockets wins this season?
58.
I got 61.
I don't know what the Vegas total is.
It's in the mid-50s, isn't it? Oh, I can tell you. I can tell you this, too. I can also tell you.
Regular season wins.
I can also tell you that you need to save people money. That's what you need to do.
Ooh, Bill Advisor. They're saving money, and they're doing it on a regular basis. All you have to do is text. Let's do the bills. Text GO to 232323. And what that will do for you is that will get you on board with a company who understands exactly where your rates are. This is why they've gotten so good over time. They really know where those rates should be for you, depending on what package that you want with your cell phone, your home phone, your internet, your bundle, your satellite, your cable, however you have it packaged out individually or as a bundle. They know where the primary rate is, where the entry rate is for new customers. And what they try to do is get you to the new customer rate and keep you below the average rate. And then when it comes time to renegotiate again, they'll do that again. And they're always looking at your bills, checking up on you to make sure they find the very best rates for you whenever possible. That's what Bill Advisor did for me. I had them call me up and say, hey, just letting you know, we just lowered your internet bill by $14 a month and got you free HBO like for life or whatever the deal was. I said, okay, thanks. And that's for paying $12.99 a month. $150 for the year. When your average savings right off the bat are over $900, in many cases get into the $2,000 and even $3,000 range, why wouldn't you do this? It's your money just floating into their pockets. Get it back. Get your money back. Text GO to 232323 and let Bill Advisor take care of you as well.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7, that's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.